Woo, let me tell you about Southern Holler. Deep-rooted conversation on civics and business. It offers an insightful exploration of local politics, community dynamics, and business partnerships. Each episode unravels a complex interplay between civic affairs and business ventures.
Welcome back to part two, Man Behind the Curtain, with Mr. Tom Sheldon on the Southern Holler. Other than pure skill, don't you have a hobby that includes small-ish graphics?
Well, yeah, but before that, you have to realize we were poor. Even though we had probably more money than anyone in the poor part of Lilburn, we were poor, or my dad was just really cheap. I was lettering our trucks. So I had been using vinyl graphics since early 90s when vinyl graphics became a thing, I guess. I don't know. I've been lettering trucks for years. When you have a fleet of 6-8 trucks,
right,
you tend to do that yourself. I think what you were getting at, I deal in a lot of 1/24 scale.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I do. Now, yeah. I guess it's a hobby, though I do sell them from time to time.
Right.
I fabricate, whatever needs to be done, custom die-cast race cars.
Right.
NASCAR.
That's awesome.
Take a 1/24th car that no one wanted. Maybe the driver was horrible, whatever. Strip it down to bare metal, paint it back. Automotive clear coat before and after decals. Sometimes you get custom decals. Sometimes they're available to you. Sometimes you can make your own. I was never good at that.
Mm. Yeah.
I never had the computer to do that, quite honestly. So yeah. I just left that alone.
That's incredible.
I've had cars sell for several hundreds of dollars. I'm a big die-cast collector, have been for many years.
Same here. It's the best thing ever.
It goes back. I was making model cars, plastic model cars, when I was 10, 12 years old. And,
right.
And then, like every red-blooded American male, when I got to about 16, other things took my interest, and it wasn't little plastic cars. But, I found as I got older.
This is the way.
This is the way. As I found as I got older, I would go back to making models, not for very long amounts of time, but it was almost a centering, something to center myself to kind of go back to zero, I guess.
Right.
Reset, calming or whatever. But now I do it for fun, and I figure if I can sell a few cars, it'll pay for the other ones I buy. By selling a few here and there, basically I don't pay for my hobby. It's a free hobby. Which is awesome.
So here's a dangerous question.
Yeah.
You have a favorite NASCAR driver?
I do.
Are you willing to share that one?
Of course.
Who's that?
My favorite driver will always be Davey Allison.
Oh, Davey.
Period.
Wow.
Forever, ever, amen. But now, those of you who know me, I bleed Ford blue. I'm a huge Brad Keselowski fan.
Okay.
I took a break from racing somewhere around 2009 to about 2000, well, till 2014. Quite honestly, the teams I liked, Robert Yates Racing, was on the decline and eventually just left the sport. So I didn't have a dog in the hunt. Jimmy Johnson, I think, was winning everything at that point, so I really didn't care. But then Brad
Keselowski. JJ all the time, that's what it was.
Yeah, Hendrick Motor. Anyway, sorry.
Go ahead.
But no, seriously, Brad Keselowski showed up to Daytona in 2014 in a white Miller Lite Ford. And I'm a sucker for white Fords. I've owned a bunch of them. And boom, I was hooked again. BK was winning races. And yeah. Did I just end a yeah?
And you did. Yeah.
You we did. Got you.
I am editing. Y'all have to be proud of me. I just fake it till I make it. It's like the whole wrestling thing. I just fake it till I make it. I just know one NASCAR driver, Dale. That was about it.
I mean, that's kind of like saying.
And that's probably a sin to have grown up in the South and not
that watched. That is technically a sin. That is.
Cardinal sin.
Yeah. That's a sin. Don't admit that.
I'm ashamed when I walk into
or get it recorded or go on a podcast.
It's recorded now. It's recorded now.
If the only two names you can come up with are Dale and Ric Flair, then I mean, wow. Okay.
Triple H. I know who Triple H is.
There's two. Okay. There you go. Paul Levesque.
Wow. Yes, this is my favorite.
Well, he passes the test.
I know Gordon.
Man, you're going down a hole, brother. Power's getting fired up.
He's slamming his hand
on the table, and he's channeling Triple H.
Yeah, that's what it was.
If you spit water on me, you will never come back.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying. Water.
Time well, to play the game.
Triple H spits water.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my gosh.
No. I don't think I'd be able to do that.
I feel bad giving you a hard time.
Listen, it's all right.
No, I feel bad.
You're one of the easiest going people I've ever met.
I'm
a good sport about things.
You are, but I still feel bad about it.
It was always a joke in one of the last places that I worked. One of the first funeral homes I worked for, there was a running joke that whenever something would happen, if a mistake was made or something like that, they'd just say, "Power done it." Power done it. And that was the easiest way to go. And I even started saying, you know, power done it.
Power done it. I don't know who this power fella is.
If we ever meet him.
I know.
Wait, so you still work for the funeral home?
Yeah, I work for Carter Funeral Home in Winder, and I work on the weekends there. Now, right now, I'm working during the week because I am temporarily unemployed, trying to get started with the new job that I have on May 1st. But I do still work for the funeral home. Shout out to Carter Funeral Home. I love that job, and I still do it. It's a good job to have, and I really enjoyed it. I actually worked a little bit last night.
Wow.
So,
you're always surprising.
Southern Holler. Presented by Carter's Funeral Home.
Oh, man, that Lord. Sounds so good.
Don't get me in trouble, Hunter Maddox and Lonnie Carter.
Hey, Hunter Maddox likes us, right?
They love. Yes, he likes us.
If that power guy hadn't have done it all the time,
I know.
You know, probably really love us, but, you know.
Just wait till we get Hunter in the studio. He'll really tell you. Because me and him, we work together. When I started out of high school, I started with a funeral home. We started working together from then on. He could tell you, because we have been together at all points during the day, from 2 o'clock in the afternoon till 2 o'clock in the morning on a death call. So, you know, he just wait till that. That'll be another show that we probably not going to have enough time in the episode.
Tom might actually have to work overtime just to edit that episode down when that one happens. So let's talk a little bit. Tom was trying to add some sponsors. So. Yeah. Tom, what are you looking for? So here's a great time to do this. So you have Northeast Georgia Business Radio X at the beautiful mm-hmm. Empower Center, mm-hmm. Jefferson, Georgia. Mm-hmm. What's the studio looking for?
Northeast Georgia, but yes.
Northeast Georgia.
Well, we're located in Jefferson, but our footprint is marketed. We're marketed to Northeast Georgia.
I got you. I keep trying to nail every single detail.
Yeah.
You got to get everywhere.
It's all right.
I can give a hard time back.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm not successful 100% of the time, but I try to. I get once every like. 100.
So what is the studio looking for?
Sponsors. Being a sponsor, a presenting sponsor to a series like this one, Southern Holler. You figure right now, Southern Holler is getting, actually over, but we'll go with 500 downloads a week. Congratulations. You've been around less than 2 months.
That's great. Thank you.
That's awesome. That's
by huge. The way, thank you for all the listeners.
Yes, thank you to all.
Thank you for everyone who's downloading and listening.
You're wonderful. That's awesome. You're wonderful.
You know, it's not really, what am I sponsoring? It's not really how many episodes you're sponsoring. It's the aftermath. What kind of response, what kind of downloads are you getting on that series?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
500 a week you've done. Is this the fourth, including the intro? Is this the fourth?
I think this is the fourth one because it was fourth. The intro.
Yeah.
And then we had.
Then it was us.
Then it was us.
Then the honor, judge.
The judge, then Ben.
Ben.
So is this the fifth one?
So.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, this is the fourth one.
This is the fourth one. Yep. To have that kind of numbers already is huge, but it's not. You're sponsoring 4 episodes, you're sponsoring 2,000 downloads.
Right.
Absolutely.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
If that makes sense. Because unlike other forms of advertisement, a podcast goes with the consumer, mm-hmm. whoever is consuming that podcast, they're listening to it when they want to.
Correct.
And odds are where they want to. If that cell phone, that mini computer in your hand gets a signal,
right,
you can listen to a podcast.
Correct.
You know, link it up with your car.
You download
Bluetooth
it and still,
it,
yeah.
Download it. And see, that the word download is very convoluted because if you do download it to your phone, that is one download.
Mm-hmm.
You may listen to it 5 times.
Absolutely.
But for me, that's one download.
Absolutely. Okay.
But now if it's streamed, if you stream it 5 times, that's, for me, 5 quote-unquote downloads.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a very convoluted Absolutely. Word. So when someone says 2,000 downloads, the number, honestly, is probably 10, 20% more.
Wow.
Of how many times someone has actually listened and consumed it. It's right. a product. The consumer has to consume it. So they hear a sponsor's name. My house show, is brought to you by Regions Bank, and we play a region spot at the end of it.
Mm. By the way, it sounds great.
Thank you.
Yes, it sounds wonderful.
It absolutely
does. We'll get to that in a second. Everything, well, okay, we'll get to it right now, I guess. I have to.
Sorry.
Everything coming out of the Northeast studio is going to sound good. It's going to have a professional sound to it.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That goes back to my voiceover work. When I voice something for a client, a whoever, when I hand it over to them, that final product is as close to perfect as we can get it.
Absolutely.
They're not paying me to hear me breathe, to hear an awkward pause, an awkward cadence. They're taking that file, they're plugging it into whatever they're using it for, whatever they're paying me for. I bring that mentality over to the podcast. I want the podcast to be smooth. I want it to sound great. We're blessed with amazing acoustics here at the Northeast Studio.
Yeah, I think if people realized, if you put the raw, unedited recordings on top of the edited recordings, just what the amount of work that you put into it to make it sound polished and perfect. It's really amazing, truly, because you never really know how many times you say and you breathe in and you're smacking your teeth and all that.
That's the worst.
Nails on a chalkboard.
That's the worst.
And so Tom is wonderful. He cleans all that up, and it's great.
I clean up. I don't want – well, let me start. Let me rephrase that. I want there to be a difference between this Northeast studio and other podcast studios.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Everything, and I've said this many times, you've heard me say it, everything we do here in the Northeast studio, you can do at home. You can do it from your kitchen table, all right? You can go out and buy a soundboard. You can get microphones. You may not get the right soundboard. You may not get the right microphones. And, of course, the ambient sound.
Yeah.
Do you know how to edit? Blah, blah, blah. Now, there are places around, we're just going to say around, that are, quote, unquote, podcast studios. And a lot of times, someone has a spare room. And they buy some microphones and they stick them in it and say, oh, I have a podcast studio. And technically you do.
Not wrong.
But the product coming out of that is going to be considerably different
Absolutely.
From what this studio delivers.
Right.
This is a production studio. This is what we do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I actually had to learn that. You know, before we turned the mics on, I was like, hey, let's talk about things that are not really understood about the product. I like your word, the product of podcasts.
It's a product.
And the production was probably one of the biggest things.
Yeah, absolutely. I think of it a lot like the way that I look at what you do here. It's about the love for what you do. And I hope they don't mind me shouting them out. But I think about it like if you've ever gone to Casey's and Winder, and then you go down the street to McDonald's, they both have hamburgers, but the hamburger that you get at Casey's is a lot different than the hamburger you get at McDonald's. There's no love on it. It's rushed out the door. When you're at Casey's, there's love put into that. You know, there's each individual flavor is specific, and it's there's time and effort put into that for a good quality product, and that's what this place is. And that's what you do is that great, and I think you already stand out on that great quality product that you provide. Not only us, but anybody that comes in here and wants to do a show and then your house show.
So I had asked, I think it was last week, how many plays has the house show, the studio show? How many did you have in a year?
We hit 50,000 downloads in 11 months.
Wow.
And
that's great.
What is today?
That's awesome.
Last week or so, we hit 70,000 downloads.
That's amazing.
The studio's less than 14 months old. But now discount the first 6 weeks or so. It took us 6 weeks to get to 1,000 downloads.
Sure.
No one knew we were here.
Yeah.
So really, if you look at it, nearly 70,000 downloads in a year for a little studio out of Jefferson. And That's it's great. Growing. Northeast Georgia Business Radio is averaging 2,000 downloads a week. Not a month, a week.
That's awesome.
That's impressive.
And Regions Bank loves that because every time that 2,000 downloads, Regions Bank is first and foremost.
Right.
And that's getting back to this, wrapping up your question about the sponsors.
Sure.
It's just like any media. We create a product. A sponsor's name is part of it. But with this podcast, it lives forever.
Absolutely. Yes. It does.
And it can be listened to tomorrow when you have a break.
Yes.
It can be listened to tonight.
Absolutely.
When you're just done with the day.
Absolutely.
You know, if you didn't miss it at 2:30, it was on at 2:30 and I missed it. No. It's...
You can go back and listen to it. I mean, that's
over and over again if you want to.
It's not like a spot on the radio.
Right?
Yeah, it's come and gone. Yeah.
I had asked a future guest. I said, "Hey, have you ever done
Absolutely.
A podcast?" Mm-hmm. He said, "Well, I I've been on the radio before. I was like, it's not the same thing.
It's really not.
It's totally different.
Mm-hmm.
But now there are studios that do not edit like I do. And
I'm sure you can definitely tell the difference.
I can tell immediately. When you turn a podcast on, it sounds like the guest or the host or both are in a tunnel. That's horrible. I quickly turn it off.
Absolutely. And when you do something that you love, you know, it's very easy to spot the mistakes. And that's what I think makes you a better, you know, better at what you do. You know, for you in the podcast business, when you listen to the different shows, like you said, and you can detect those, or with you, Jeremiah, you know, being in the sign business and you're looking at the other signs folks make. I mean, when you love the work that you do and you're passionate about it, then it makes it easier to go back and make it perfect and polish it. Anything that comes out of the studio is a great thing to get involved with and sponsor and get your message out there. Because that's what we want to do, is promote people's business. And we want to help, because the best part of we're all in this together. As people that live in this area, the state, you know, we want business to thrive no matter what that is. And we want your business to thrive. And I think that's why we want to do this, is we want to be able to do that and help you as much as we can. You know, that is a huge goal.
Yeah. As advanced technology keeps turning over quicker and quicker, it's still connections and networking.
Mm-hmm.
Still works.
Absolutely.
Because I'm looking up at the community partners, and I can name a person or two from each company that I've met or connected with. And let me tell you, a lot of these people that work for these companies are high character people and the people that you want to do business with. And I think that's important.
We keep mentioning community partners. The community partner program was an opportunity for businesses of all size, especially the smaller businesses, to be a part of the studio.
Right.
Now, yes, we need, I'm going to sell here, forgive me, guys. Hey, it's my studio.
That's okay. Go ahead.
We need a sponsor for the studio on a much smaller scale, State Farm Arena, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, on and on and on a much smaller scale. But the XYZ studio, I always say recording live from the Northeast Georgia Business Radio X studio, it would be the recording live from the XYZ studio, and off you go. And of course, there's a lot more to it than just saying a name one time. But
But
you think about it, right now, with the series coming out of this studio, we're hitting well over 3,000 downloads a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if I can get every host, including myself, to say live or coming from, we're here at the XYZ studio, you're in a bracket there, 10,000 to 12,000 ears. Well, I guess people have two ears, so 20 to 25,000 ears,
right? Yeah,
every month for X amount of dollars, whatever that may be. Boy, if you try other avenues of media, you're going to end up by spending more and probably wasting more.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, and you know, again, we'll do some shameless plugs.
I'm selling here.
Yeah, we'll sell a little bit here. We have several great guests that we consider some of the best people in their industries, both business, government, private, public. But we're looking for great partners in the area that want to come and join us, and looking for a sponsor for our show.
Absolutely.
Now, I need to shout out, if we're shouting out here, not really a shout out, but a giant thank you to the Empower Center.
Mm-hmm. College 100%. Center.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
John Eastler, CEO of the Empower College and Career Center, is an amazing person. I know he has gone to bat for me many, many times. Without him, we couldn't do any of this. And the good news is, as this studio grows, we have more series in here that we're producing. We have the big studio sponsor. We have those pieces fall into place. We will have the students of the Empower Center in here running the board.
That's great.
Building out the website. Awesome. Learning how to be a producer.
That is awesome.
But it will actually become part, this studio will become part of the work-based learning.
That is awesome.
Which is a huge payback.
Oh, absolutely.
Just being a part of that is amazing.
That is
them allowing me to be here is amazing. Sorry, off the soapbox.
No, great.
No, that's good.
I mean, it should be recognized. Great, great place here. Great people. Absolutely.
The things they're doing at this career center, college and career center, is amazing.
Yes.
It is so good.
Well, is there anything else about Tom Sheldon?
No. That, you got it all out of me.
Yeah, that's the most I've heard you talk about yourself. No, this is fun. All right, as we get out of here, I'd like to thank the Northeast Georgia Business Radio X at the Empower Center. We thank you to our guest, executive producer of Southern Holler, Tom Sheldon. For Power in Evans, and I'm Jeremiah Atwater. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.